You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Walao eh!
Regular sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a swear word.
Walao eh!
Oh, shit. Regular sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a swear word.
Sorry, that was not supposed to play twice. I don't know what happened, but we're still in the studio with Club Ruby.
Hello.
All right, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty
I'm
good.
Stoked that our cover's over.
Yeah, oh, that it's yeah. over.
So, a fun fact about me and live performances. My favorite part is right after it's done.
That's fair enough. It's like all the anxiety is about like how it's going to turn out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we can cruise. That's why opening is the best. If we could open forever.
Yeah, so then you can just party after you're done playing.
Because I want to go watch the bands, but then if I'm worrying about my set the whole time.
I'm it's not going to
enjoy
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So when you guys like headline, you're just going to be on edge the whole time.
Yeah,
you know?
Which has happened.
Yeah, it actually has happened. God. But we headlined yeah. a couple times.
Yeah, our single releases, I was on the edge a bunch.
Yeah.
And then people, I'm like overthinking it even more because I'm like, oh no, do the other bands think I'm not friendly? Because I'm mostly like, I'm focused. I'm thinking about my set. I'm thinking I got to prepare for my set.
Yeah, they don't realize there's a whole plethora of like stuff going on.
That, within my mind. That's yeah. the ADHD maybe.
Maybe. Mm. So I guess while we're here in the studio, while it is the holiday period, I wanted to ask, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions, maybe?
Oh, that's easy. I want to write more.
Write more songs?
Write more songs. I've been,
right.
Yeah. I feel like music this year has not felt like doing music. It's been, I mean, I've been playing music, but like all the social media managing and all the organizing for like some new tracks.
So all the other stuff that comes with running a band, apart from the actual
writing the
making
music
in yeah. the band. Yeah. yeah. So you feel like you could be writing more music than you have been.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, yeah. I don't know, it's easy to feel like I have no energy to, but I feel like it gives me energy too as well to write music.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. yeah music keeps you young. Music gives you this. So Jay, do you also feel like you could be writing a bit more music next year?
Definitely. I feel like no matter how you try to fight it, writing always comes in waves. Like there's always writing season and then more releasing season.
Mm.
So yeah, I feel like we're peeking into a writing season at the moment.
Right, right.
Especially with summer coming up, and which is quite different from the US. Like I feel like my seasons have had to be discombobulated, and now I'm like, oh, the holidays and the end of the year means it's summer, which means that now I can go outside and write music and feel happier.
Mm, right, yeah. So does that mean like maybe a short break from gigging and you know, whatever else you guys do, you know, social media management, making
yeah.
games?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
And to focus on like the next release?
Do you know the secret, Jade? Because
are you not able to talk about
it? No, I mean, how do we just fit more writing into our lives?
Well, we do have a lot planned for the next year. And kind of looking over what we've done this year is like preparing me to be like, okay, we do have a gig, for example, coming up on February 7th.
Yeah.
At the Tuning Fork, and we just announced it. It's gonna be with Scram, and it's called The Never Ending Cabaret.
Ooh.
Scram is like a really high energy theatrical band that we've seen on social media throughout the year, and we've kind of become friends online with them, and we've been like trying to make something happen, some kind of collab all year, and at least it's happening next year in February.
That's it. Yeah, we'll be pretty excited for that.
Yeah, yeah, but I think I said all of that because I think having deadlines or events happening helps me plan my time a bit easier. Because yeah. I can be like, okay, now that we have a gig on this date and we have a single that may or may not be coming out around the same time, most of my energy is like, okay, we got to promote for this single, for this gig. But that's it until February. Besides that, we can do writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So from now until then is mostly writing, but also that that single promo.
But when it's like really open-ended, do you feel like, oh God, like, what do I do with my time? What's the next step ahead?
I think so. I think the last couple months have been weird because it's kind of the end of the year. A lot of people are out of town at the moment. It's been harder to link up with friends because everyone's being social for all of their holiday activities. And I usually like being social as a way to motivate me as well. Like, I'll get coffee with somebody that's in the industry that I admire, or I'll do a collab with somebody. I've been lucky to be part of a lot of programs this year to up my producer game, like the Big Fan Producer Camp, where I got to meet a lot of cool producers there, including Paige Spaces, who's really big. This other producer, Harry, who I'm trying to collaborate with. Oh, yeah, he's a guitarist. Yeah. He's really good. I've lost my train of thought, but basically, yeah, I think because everyone's less available at the moment, I do feel a bit more
discombobulated.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, somebody needs to collab with me, or I don't know what I'm doing.
So aside from your musical ambitions and musical resolutions, either in Club Ruby or any other projects, do you guys have your own personal New Year's resolutions, maybe?
I've had an up and down journey with having resolutions as a concept. I think when I was younger, I would make insanely huge lifts that were unachievable. And then I would basically do the thing where you try it for a month in January and then you kind of give up. But I didn't want to do that for a while, so then I made zero resolutions. And now I'm kind of at the point where I've at least for the past couple years come up with a motto of the year.
They tend to be alliterations too.
Yeah, I like alliterations. I like something I can remember. The first one I remember is a couple years ago was peaceful, punk, and present.
Ooh.
And I'll kind of make a jingle so I remember, like, peaceful, punk, and present. Peaceful, punk, and present.
New single, maybe?
Exactly. And then I had another one, but I forgot it. But I think my new one that I'm debating about at the moment is carefree, confrontational, and creative.
Ooh.
It's a contradiction, but I need a bit of both.
Mm. Yeah. What about you, Han? Do you have any personal New Year's resolutions?
I'm going to try and go to the bathroom without my phone.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, that's it's hardcore.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest, guys. I get trapped in there.
That's true. Yeah.
One time I listened to the entire Alicia Keys album.
Okay,
which
that's
my phone.
Yeah.
That's so specific. Is the reason why Alicia Keys?
Because I liked No One. That was a good song.
Oh, No One.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, the rest of the album must be really good. And it was. And then I was stuck there.
I love that album.
Other times it is social media.
Your boss must just be like, where the fuck is this guy? Like, you know, he's been gone for like, I don't know, 40 minutes in the bathroom.
I've never done that.
Oh, God. Yeah, and JC, now that you're back in the studio,
my back hurts. So
get a chair. What have you been doing, JC?
Another resolution I have is to try and fix my back.
Mm. Oh, true.
It's so messed up.
Sit up straight.
My posture is terrible. Yes. All right, I sat up for a
now,
second.
Now that you've got me straightening my back, I'm like, okay, make sure you're like...
I'm like the youngest out of all of you guys.
Oh,
like,
shut up.
I'm getting back problems.
Oh, it doesn't get better.
I mean, what?
I've heard that.
So you're going to ask me what my New Year's resolution is.
Yes.
I have like a few. Okay. My top three... Obviously, collab with more artists because this year was a lot of rebranding and it was pretty intense. And now I'm back on track. I plan to release 5 singles and I want 1 or 2 collabs with those singles.
Heck yeah.
Maybe Club Ruby. I don't know. It's gonna be. I'll give you guys the details later. But like that's like that's up in the air right now. That's my third priority. Second priority. Is my physical health because I've been having a lot of my heart feeling a little bit off lately. Like, I feel like I'm losing, like, breaths or just feeling a bit off, and my heart feels a bit slow. So I'm going to work on my physical health on that one. Mm. I don't know if it's something to do with my vaping addiction or if it's just I need to, like, work on my stamina again, especially if, since I'm singing a lot. So that's one of them. And then the top one is actually just connecting with more people, like not making excuses to skip people out. I want to, like, bring more people in to next year, because I feel like this year I may or may not have, like, made up excuses to just not go out. But I do want to, like, not neglect that anymore next year. So that's my number one priority as a New Year's resolution, is to not make any excuses to skip people out, to, you know, catch up with them. So
I love that.
Oh, sorry, I feel so like squeaking. Sorry, no, the microphone, like, shifting squeaky. Is so squeaky.
Yeah. Squeaky.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Otto? Did you already say it?
No, I didn't, actually. No, it's my turn. I guess, like, mine is also to take care of my physical health a lot more. Hit the gym again. I haven't been to the gym in a while.
They always say that. I'm just saying.
Get on a proper diet, maybe. You know, today I have a... You know, I didn't eat too badly today, but for the past couple of weeks, you know, it's been fried chicken, a lot of chips, a lot of beers.
A lot of ramen, a lot of instant ramen.
Oh, a lot of instant ramen as well, yes.
Last week, I had Pizza Hut 5 days in a row last week.
Oh, shit. Well, you look good for someone who ate Pizza Hut 5 days in a row. What's the Korean instant ramen, the one?
Oh, Shinman Yun?
Jin? Shin?
I forgot. That's like the cheese flavored one.
Cheese flavored.
Cheese flavored.
Anyway, that's like my favorite. The Korean one that's like pink on the box. That's my favorite.
Oh yes, I know the one. I don't know the name.
I forgot. Forgot it. Anyway, so yeah, take care of my physical health. Do the opposite of JC's resolution, which is actually to go out less and take more time to myself.
Heck yeah.
Because I feel like I've been going out too much.
Because of me.
That's also true. I feel like we're both.
Wait, JC wants to go out more.
he wants to go out less.
Interesting.
You framed it as connecting with people a lot more.
Yeah.
So
there's a difference.
So I'd like to take more time to myself and go out less, aka like go clubbing and partying less. And kind of in line with what you said, Han, like maybe like work on some more music. You know,
right.
I think I have not been exploring my musical side enough this year, so that'll be fun to do in 2025, the big old half a century. No, quarter of a century. Quarter of a century. Sorry, my math's not working right now. All right, enough of New Year's resolutions. We're in the last 40 minutes of the show tonight, so we're going to play a couple of tracks before we wrap things up. And we got another Christmas track coming, but we're not just going to be playing Christmas songs. We're going to mix and match it a little bit because we got some complaints earlier with people saying, like, please stop playing so much Christmas music. But we're going to start with a Christmas track by my personal celebrity music crush. This is Ain't Christmas by Alexander 23 and Leifei. Alexander 23 is not my crush. It's Leifei. She's my crush. Anyway.
Hey, it's 2024. It's okay to like a guy.
No, but I'm just like specific.
Being specific.
Anyway, Ain't Christmas by Leifei and Alexander 23.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.